Our scene opens on two laborers digging a hole in the ground in the morning sun. All around them, people scramble about doing their daily business. Farmers tend to the hogs that give the district its name. Merchants buy and sell the meat that feeds the lower half of Melshar. Pigs rut in stalls as the men continue to dig, sweating and toiling in the earth. The larger of the two men rubs his brow and pauses in his digging.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we've needed the sewer line here, but I really didn't think we'd have to dig the bloody thing ourselves.
The smaller man continues his labor.
The council's compensating us. I mean, just think, if we had to wait on the public works buffoons to do it, the thing would never happen. Besides, we're almost done here, look.
The small man's shovel turns a clump of dirt and uncovers a hole in the earth. As the sun hits the new fissure, a gout of steam bursts forth, causing both laborers to choke.
Bloody hell! Oh, I thought this would stink, but gods, come on, let's clear out!
The two men get to work cleaning out the hole, all the while gagging as the smell worsens. As the hole in the sewer is clear, one of the men catches sight of something.
What the hell is that? Hold on a minute, something ain't right here.
He reaches into the hole and is quickly grabbed by a rotting hand. He screams as he is pulled into the earth. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are the Architects of Entropy, and we are here on episode 5. Is that right? 5? Wow. 5 episodes, guys, and we're still on the air.
They haven't canceled us yet.
We haven't, yeah. We've been getting all your fan mail.
Our sponsors love us.
Yes. Yeah.
Largely because we haven't released any yet.
Yeah. hey, look, you know, so far you don't have to listen to ads about underwear or web services.
If you want that, I mean,
I'm more than happy to take their money, but
we'll make some up.
I mean,
we have yet to listen to a manscaping advertisement either, at least one of my podcasts has that on. What the hell?
Several that I listen to have those, and let me tell you something. Just because you can say something all the time doesn't mean you should say something. Because it's still jarring. Yeah. It's jarring. It's always jarring. We're still here recording remotely, and you guys should all be second level now. So 7th level and 5th edition, really, it doesn't mean that much to most classes except for the druid. The druids get to pick their focus at 2nd level. Everybody else, for the most part, our other classes, you kind of pick your focus at 3rd level. How does Zika's druid ship change? I don't know if that's a word. Probably not.
Zika has chosen the focus of the Circle of the Land with the focus with the specialization of forests to reflect her lifetime growing up in a forest. So,
all right.
Nothing too outlandish. Very, very Zika.
Very Zika. Yes, yes. Okay. Anything interesting, you guys, at 2nd level for, you know, ranger or cleric that...
I am better at archery. That's about it. Roll a 2 every time, but...
Well, yeah.
I can channel divinity, guided strike. So once per long rest, I can make an attack with a +10 bonus to the roll.
Oh, see? And that's another thing. There's not a ton of things in D&D 5th edition that give you, like, a plus to rolls. Most of the time, it's either advantage or disadvantage, but it's a thing. Like, sometimes the advantage and disadvantage doesn't, you know, sometimes it's too much and sometimes it's not enough. I know that was definitely something that they had kind of changed from previous levels when they wanted to cut down on the amount of math you had to do.
Yeah.
Which I do. It's easier to say, hey, roll 2 dice, take the better one. Advantage basically means you roll 2 d20s and you take the better roll. Disadvantage is you roll 2 20s and you take the worst roll. And that's something that been around in one form or another in other editions, but they kind of made it more official in this one. We're going to talk about rule stuff this whole time. That is fun for everyone.
Yeah, rules.
All right, let's refer to page 36, paragraph 12,
line 8.
Page 256 in the PHB clearly states that if you're standing on a west-facing wall, you can't flank around. You know what? I say this stuff, but we also play Pathfinder, which is the kind of opposite of that. And,
yes,
and we love it, but
we do.
So, you know, sometimes you want fiddly, crunchy rules and sometimes you want to kind of fly by the seat of your pants. So, yeah. And another thing we're doing is, I think, you know, we're going to start getting more comfortable with the whole architect action thing. I think we're slowly kind of making it less of a mechanical thing and more just of a, this is a thing that happens. And I'm glad that Rick, I'm glad that you did something that could not in a combat situation, because you can do that. And you can also, as architects, especially if there's something that, if something is close to something that you created yourself, like for example, in Bale Malshar, in this district of the city, there's a lot of stuff, you know, Kevin could say is the way it is. And I could describe something. You could be like, well, the Yusog really aren't like that. They'd be more like this. And I would be like, okay, obviously as a DM, I'm going to take your creations and do stuff with them. But if ever something feels like it's veering really far away from your original vision of that, we can talk about it. We might have to sometimes come to a good little bit of give and take on that, depending on how big a focus it is. But the last thing I want to do is take your creations and make them completely opposite to the way you originally saw them. You know, obviously, if there's something in the story you ultimately want them to do, we can talk about that as well. And a lot of stuff will happen, you know, behind the scenes too. Right now, we've been doing a lot of day-by-day stuff, but I want to get to a point where we're taking a little bit longer breaks between stuff. And in that time, in other parts of the world, things will happen. Because we know, based on the world we created, there's a whole war that's brewing, you know, with these dragons in the south. With orcs.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, orcs and dragonborn, and there's kobolds, and there's, you know, and we haven't run into too many goblins yet, but goblins in this world, I believe, Rick, are kind of everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're, for those of you that are fans of Babylon 5 and remember the Pak Mara, they're kind of like that. And, or if you're fans of Star Wars, they're kind of like Jawas. They're everywhere. The other races almost consider them vermin, which is completely unfair. But, you know.
Last we left our heroes, they were standing in an alley at night, just outside of Hogsbane Alley, a small district of the city that has been shuttered by the guard. It's been surrounded by wooden palisades and guards have been set sentry outside of it. No one comes in, no one goes out. And you want to get in there because one of Zika's friends went missing after she went there, and you're pretty sure that's where she is. You are standing right now in an alley outside of there, getting ready to kind of make your move, and you've just noticed a hay cart in that alley. Inside the hay cart is the body of a gentleman you were just working with just earlier today, but this body is about a week old. So I'll pick back up with you all standing around that body. Huna is crouching at the edge of the alley, and she's looking out towards a palisade, and she looks back to Yuzi kind of like, we don't have time for this. We have to move.
I think we've been had.
One way or another, I mean, who knows?
Is there anything we can do about it now?
Just be wary, I suppose.
Always.
Well, let's go.
Let's move.
Right. So you're facing this wooden palisade. It's a wall about 15 feet high. And at the top of it, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they're kind of like staked at the end. They're like full, like wooden stakes almost. And there's a guard about every 100 feet or so. Where you are now, you're covered by darkness. You're at a part that is halfway from one end of the district to the other. So you're halfway between two guard posts. And then on one side of this, as you're looking east and west down the alley, on the west side is the main city wall, which is a giant stone wall, which goes up about 50 feet. And then the other side of that just goes out into the street. But in the front of that street side, there's more guards there manning the front. And there is a door in the front, but it'd be pretty hard for you to get around to without anyone seeing you, because it's on a relatively lighted side of the street at night, and there's a bunch of guards there. There's about 50 feet on either side of you. There is a guard, but it's pretty dark on that, and they haven't seemed to notice you yet. So I think we could probably climb up this. We would just have to be very quiet and very fast.
Huna, you and I can run over and we can toss some ropes down for the two of you.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's try and do that.
As a reminder out of character, Isog's when they do not have anything in their hands, can become quadrupeds with a climb speed.
Yes, yes, that's right. And what is their climb, the climb speed?
It is 35.
Okay, so they can go a little bit faster. So she has she's her little short sword and the longbow on her back, and she pulls out a rope and throws it around her shoulder.
And I'll do the same.
So what we're going to do is you two are going to give me a acrobatics or athletics, whichever one is better for you.
Acrobatics.
And then also a stealth roll.
Acrobatics 18, stealth 21, 22.
Okay. Alrighty. So, yeah, you see Zika just, she almost kind of jumps from the ground just up to the side of the wall, skitters up at the top of it, and gets over to the side, like silently, just pads up the wall. And then she gets up top, sits just down right in the middle between two of the stinky spikes, plunks her little butt down, and then drops down a rope. Huna, at the same time, much like Zika, she flies up the side of the wall even faster, skitters up to the top. As she grabs onto one of the planks of the thing, you see that it is a little split. And as she hits to the top, part of the wall just cracks. It doesn't fall apart or anything, but it makes a loud crack going down halfway into the wall. And then you see to either side of you, what was that? And then some guards are looking around and looking up. And what do y'all do?
Huna, you always had four left feet.
That's not my fault. It was the wall. It was the wall. It was cracked. Shitty human construction.
Those of you down at the bottom, what are you doing?
Are the guards looking up?
Right now, they're looking all around. They start lurching very slowly forward. They're giving little signals to each other. They're looking up. Should we give me another stealth roll, the both of you on top?
Okay. Ooh, 8.
Okay. Didn't do much better. They come forward. You guys duck down. You're holding on the other side of the wall.
Actually, I'm gonna actually drop down to the other side of the wall.
Okay. You get down to the other side. Huna's still up there, but the guards look around. They come forward. You two in the alleyway. You're kind of in the darkness and everything, but if you guys can give me stealth rolls with advantage.
Okay.
Because they could possibly notice you there.
23.
Okay.
18.
All right. That was just what you needed. So the guards kind of look around. They look up. They kind of approach. It's like, did you hear that? Yeah, sounded like something wood splitting. They look around and they don't seem to see anything. I go, oh, yeah. It's some old wood, I guess. All right. Well, keep an eye out, I guess. Don't see anything. They move their way back to their posts. All right. So actually, I would need acrobatics or athletic rolls from you guys and stealth rolls as well. Unless you decide to do something else.
Acrobatics is 16.
Okay.
Athletics is 11.
Okay.
Stealth is 23 again.
All right.
Nice.
Stealth is 11.
Yeah. 11 it is for Razor.
Well, lucky for you, the guards did not seem to notice you after that. Weirdly enough, considering that they were already alerted to something, but
they're drunk.
Yeah, as you guys are clawing up at Kiernan, you're having, you know, a little bit of trouble. You're making it a little bit slower than normal, but you're getting up. You do notice that at one point, a lady just comes around a corner in one of the alleys, gets attention to one of the guards, and then both guards walk over to where she is, and they're having a little conversation. As you get over the top, you realize, oh, okay, looks like somebody in the neighborhood is trying to do some kind of business with these guards. Doesn't seem related to anything you're doing, but it does.
Got a little lucky.
Does certainly give you cover to get over that wall. So as you come over the other side of the wall, you will see it's not a huge neighborhood. There are like six little huddled sections of buildings to your right. There's a bunch of stalls with hogs and a few sheep and a couple donkeys, mostly hogs. And then there are some shops. There's an inn and there's a bunch of houses. And you can see about equidistant to where you were, there are two other guards stationed. So between you, about the same amount of distance, there are two other guards. So as you make your way over the other side, you come down, you see that Huna has hidden herself under one of the buildings. She kind of skitters across as a storefront there with an awning that she skitters over, just ushers you over. And if you guys could just give me another, just a stealth roll with advantage because it's very dark over here.
And
okay.
16.
Okay.
21.
All right. You guys all skitter under this awning. Zika, you think you see something out of the corner of your eye. And then at that point, a guard more towards the city wall sees you. Hey, what's going on over there? And he starts making his way in your direction. You know the rules. You're not supposed to be out at night. He is approaching you. The rest of you are hidden at night and doesn't seem that he has seen you. The other guard on the other side of him is looking your direction, but isn't doing anything yet. So as he comes this way, just everyone tell me what their plans are in this situation.
I think I want to try and open the gate of one of these animal pens that we're right next to and let the animals out.
The guard is now between you and your block of buildings and the animal pens.
Oh, I...
You can still try and go for it. It's just you'd need to bolt across and...
Hey, the inn. You said there was an inn or something? Is that between the guards and stuff?
The inn is to the right of you in that block of buildings that you're in.
Okay. Should we roll initiative, see what order we do stuff in?
Or... Yeah, let's go ahead and roll initiative. That's a good idea.
I get a 14.
As did I.
I got that too, just minus 10. So.
Okay.
So the guard approaches you, Zika. He's got a spear out. He's pointing at you. I told you to stay inside at night. I don't need you just sneaking around. I thought you were out or something. Look like you're getting around pretty well. He seems to be mistaking you for somebody else. And just as he gets up to you, you hear a sound. Psst, 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 psst. And in Esog, you hear, come this way. Come this way now. Tell him you got to get back to your house. That is Sagi.
Oh, I will say to the guard, terribly sorry. Medicinal herbs have got me a bit loopy. Heading back home now.
Right, yeah. Well, remember, I catch you out again, and there's going to be consequences.
Right. Back home now.
So as you start skittering towards those houses?
Yeah, towards the voice.
Okay, so the guard goes back to his post. He doesn't seem to have noticed the rest of you. Zika, as you get to this other block of houses, you see Sagi. She's hanging out the window. She goes, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Sagi? Is that you?
Yeah.
I'll dive through the window at her.
Zika? Zika, is that you?
Of all people.
And she just chitters a little bit. She goes, what are you doing here? I thought you're the last person I expected to see here.
This is adorable.
And as you look at her, you notice her face is a little bruised, and she's favoring one side.
Oh, my dear, what's happened to you?
Oh, I love spot of bother. Come on in, get in here. Are you alone?
No, I've got friends. Huna's with me. And I've got a couple of other friends.
Oh, dearie me, Huna.
We're here to find out what's going on. What's going on?
Oh. Well, I got a tale to tell you. Gotta get your friends over here, though. They're not safe out there. Those guards are really twitchy.
Well, I'm sure they'll follow if they're clever.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think I can figure something out. And you see the door of the house she's in. After a second, it opens up. Little light kind of comes through, and then you see Sagi. She's on a crutch. Her right rear leg is bandaged up.
Let me see that leg.
Oh, no. Just get in. Don't worry. I'm covering for your friends.
Yeah, I'll climb through the window. I'll immediately start looking at the leg, seeing if it's something I can cure with cure wounds.
It's definitely beyond that. It looks like it's broken.
Okay.
It's going to take a little time for her to get over.
Bloody underground's going on.
Just get in. If you go into the house.
Yeah, I'm
climbing through the window. You see two small children are staring at you. They look groggily. Boy's about 8, girl about 10. And they say, Sagi, is that you?
Who are the way ones?
And they step over to you. And you're not Sagi. Who are you?
I'm a friend of Sagi's. Name's Zika Hardwater.
Oh, have you come here to rescue us?
I sure hope so. Either that or I've got myself in a wee bit of trouble.
Well, we don't know what's going on here, but Mom and Dad tell us we have to stay in. They don't let us leave.
The Esog children?
No, they're human.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I should have said they're human.
No,
they're
humans. I wasn't sure. Okay. What are your names?
I'm Griselda, and this is Rudy.
Ah, lovely names for a lovely pair of children.
Oh, well, thank you. But, we mustn't wake our parents up. They're not going to be happy that we have more mouths to feed.
Oh, no. I'm not here long. And if I can do anything about it, neither is anyone else here. Except for maybe the guards. They can stay in boiler eggs.
Yeah, well, everybody's being really, really quiet about everything. They won't want to talk about it, but they say we have to stay here until the guards say it's okay for us to come out.
They say why?
Oh, no. They say that some people are sick. That's all they say, but I haven't seen any sick people. I haven't seen any people. They don't let them out. You know, they bring in food and water occasionally, but it's the same guards. They never seem, they don't even change.
We'll get to the tail of this. You mark my words.
Come over here. We can hide you in our room.
Well, hopefully, I should have some more friends coming along.
So, in the meanwhile, outside, you guys are huddling around in the dark, and then you see another Esog on a crutch come out into view, and she...
I can go out and grab them if it's easier, because I have wild shape now.
Well, we'll...
I can turn into a mouse or a wren or something like that.
All right. Are you going to do that?
I'm going to do that.
Okay. So what are you turning into?
I'll do a rat.
Okay. The kids turn around to take you into their room, and then you duck out and then become a rat and then skitter off.
Ziggy, I'll be back in but a moment.
Did you see that? Magic! So in the meantime, before you make the scene, you see this little Esog and a crutch come over, and she kind of starts waving to the gods. Hey! Hey! Lawrence! Philip! I need your help over here. I told you to stop coming out of the house. You're not supposed to be out at night. You're going to get us in so much trouble with the captain. And then they cuddle away over there. Like, what do you want? And she gets an animated discussion with them. It's like, look, we haven't had any decent vegetables in days. The least you can do if you're going to keep us trapped in here is tell the captain that we need more. We have children here and we need to keep them healthy. And then she obviously has a bit of a rapport with these guards. They don't seem like they're upset with her. She knows them by name. Sagi is like that. She's a talker. She's always been able to make friends, which is probably how she got herself in this house with these people.
She's probably an Esog bee, the charismatic.
Yeah. Are they larger?
They can be either medium or small. They're right. The middling group.
Yeah, she's small. So you got confused for you. So she's small as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So during this discussion, it looks like you get an opportunity to get around these guards. And then all of a sudden, there's a rat appears at your feet.
And it turns into an Esog.
Huh.
Watch yourself. Not all rats are bad.
It looked like he was about to bite me.
Quiet now. Quiet now and come with me. I'm going to turn back into a rat to get back because it's a better chance for me to sneak back.
Right.
I don't understood. Have super awesome stealth.
You're able to get over there. I don't need you to make stealth rolls at this point. I'll let your previous rolls are enough to get you through the scene. You're into this house, and at this point, the house is lit up. You see there's two small children arguing with two adults, a man and a woman.
Are they Esog children?
No, they're all humans.
Oh.
There's a human family in this house. The mother and father are having a really animated discussion with the children. It's like, I told you, we cannot have any more guests in this house. This house is full. You children, you take after your mother.
Hello.
Sorry to be intruding. We will not be taxing your hospitality. In fact, we'll see if there's anything we can do to end this.
Hold on. Who is this? Who are you?
Zeke Hardwater.
And the rest of you?
Ordrum Flaskmaster, acolyte of the Great Forge.
I am Kiernan Locke. A pleasure to meet you.
Come with benevolent intentions and not an empty belly among us. We'll not bother you.
I am Ernst Franz, and this is Siggy, and Rudy and Griselda, my children. Your friend Siggy, we took her in. When the guards closed down Hogsbane Alley, we took her in, and she has been our guest since then. She tried to escape, got in a scuffle with the guards, and broke her leg. And at this point, Siggy comes back in the house. I know what you're going to say, but With these people, we have a shot at getting out of here. Are we fixing the situation?
Now, what is the situation?
Well, have a seat. I'll make some tea. So over the course of the next few minutes, you're able to find out what little they know is that it all happened one afternoon as the work was being done on the sewer line. Ernst works on one of the farms, but he was home that day. There was a ruckus around where the sewer line was being put in. Guards were called. They surrounded the whole area. And then by the end of the day, the whole area had been cordoned off. They said that there had been a plague outbreak in that area, which doesn't make a lot of sense because a plague outbreak seemed to correspond with something happening with that sewer line. Somebody said that the guys digging the sewer line fell down a hole. Some said they fell down a hole in the ground, which is weird because they were digging a hole in the ground. You think they'd be able to not fall in their own hole in the ground. But some people said that they were attacked by something. Some people said that a horrible smell came out of the ground. It smelled like rotten death and everyone's got sick. But all they know for sure is that area has also been cordoned off and no one's been able to get on out of there. Sagi breaks in at that point and says, well, I know. You can get down to the city sewers through there. And if we could get down there, we could get out of here. Or if we get in there, we can see what's going on and at the very least find out the truth. What we need to do is go over to where the sewer line is and see what happened. And at the very least, we might be able to get people out through the sewers.
That seems a plan. Plan made.
Well, no, that is a crazy plan. First of all, who's going to go into sewers? If there's a plague, then I don't think that's a good idea.
Let us investigate. We'll see what's going on over there. Make sure it's safe. And then we'll get you and your wee ones out.
Well, be careful, all right? But if anything happens, if you think you're sick, don't come back here.
Understood. As I said, we're not here to do betray hospitality. We're here to end this madness.
All right. If you're going to do it, you should probably do it before it gets light. The sewer line is inside of that area is a cordoned off area inside of the block in the middle of town. It won't be hard to miss. Say he draws you like a little map of where it is. I go with you if I can, but this leg is very, very bad and I want to keep the Franzes safe. So let me know what you find out.
Puna's still with us?
Yeah. She's been cutting in every now and then to just be like, but what about the serpent folk? I've heard it was the serpent folk. And they're like, there are no serpent folk here at all. Shut it with that serpent folk noise. Puna seems to be the only one that really believes the serpent folk had anything to do with it. So you're pretty sure that was nonsense.
I'm sure she's not the only Esog who sees serpent folk everywhere. Yeah.
You also find out that there's really no other Esog here. The rumors of Esog disappearing in Hogsbane Alley pretty much also came from Huna. But, I mean, it's not like she didn't believe it. It's just what she worked herself up into believing.
So, Huna, why don't you stay here and tend the wounds of your friend while we investigate?
No, I'm coming with you. I have to help.
So anyone else have any thoughts to contribute to this plan? How should we go about getting there?
Can you turn us all into animals?
Not yet.
I can get the aid of animals, though, if there are some nearby. I can speak with them.
Perhaps they could provide a distraction for some of the guards.
There are a lot of pigs.
Perhaps you could rouse them, maybe set them to squealing.
I'll see what I can do.
Yes, there's pig stalls on the other side of that block. Perhaps if you were to rile the pigs up and they got loose from their stalls, the guards would be the only ones who would be able to corral them because they won't let anyone else out.
Works for me.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
We'll wait for you here, unless you're able to do it from a distance.
I actually need to be close to them, so...
Did we come with you? Will you be all right on your own?
I should be all right on my own. I'm fairly sneaky.
Kiernan has proved himself to be quite sneaky. Your stealth throws have all been pretty ridiculous. So.
Until this time.
Until MJ does what MJ does and rolls.
How did you roll a 5 when you got a plus 12 to your
Oh, I manage.
When the pigs start a squealing, wait for the guards to start running that direction and then try to sneak across the alleys that we got there and then hop into the hole.
All right.
And I guess that means that Kiernan will already be right by the hole?
Yes, hopefully.
Yes, Kiernan will be on the other side of the hole. So.
Okay.
Alrighty, so Kiernan, you sneak out of the house. You can't see the stall from where you are, but you know where she told you it was. To make your way over there, you're just going to need a stealth roll for you to get past the guards that are standing outside of the whole area.
Okay. Of course, I rolled poorly. I had a 13 that time.
Okay. You get about halfway there and kick a rock, and one of the guards looks up and just looks to the other one, gives him a nod. That other guard stays there, and the guard who heard it walks in your direction.
Is this Lawrence and Philip, the guards that Sagi was talking to?
These are not. These are some other guards that are actually in the center, that are coming out of that center section of buildings.
Okay.
They're basically standing on one side of the hole, and presumably there's some guards on the inside on the other side of that hole.
This is not Lawrence and Philip. It's Laura and Phyllis.
Yeah. It's guards whose names you do not know.
And but anyone now, see me right now?
You're not sure. He's definitely heard you, and he's going your direction. It doesn't appear that he has seen you yet.
So I am going to change into Philip.
So using some kind of ability that Kiernan has.
Disguise self. You disguise self.
Yep. Disguise self. Yeah.
All right. So you step out. What blazes is going on?
I heard something going on here. Didn't you hear something?
So give me deception with advantage.
Yeah. It's a 19.
Okay. Well, yeah. I heard something too. But like, did you just kick a rock or something?
Yeah, that was me, but I heard something else. Maybe it was over there, though.
I'm not supposed to leave this post, so if you think it's something you can handle, I'll stay here.
Yeah, I could probably handle it.
All right. Give a shout if you need us.
Will do.
And cheers. He turns around and goes back. Well, isn't that something? So Philip wanders off.
Yep. Over toward the pig.
No one seems to stop you as you go over there.
Okay. I will change back to myself, and I will communicate with pigs.
All right. What are you trying to communicate to the pigs? We're not going to go through a role-playing session with pigs, because it's more of like you're appealing to whatever sense that they have of probably just getting out of here.
Yes. I'm imagining they don't really love being here in a small pen, right?
Yeah. They're well-fed and well-treated, but they'd like to spread their little legs if they could.
Okay. Yes, that will appeal.
The pigs speak with a West Virginia accent. No.
I'm not even going to try to do a West Virginia accent. The people from West Virginia are listening to this. Who knows?
I want to see if they know any. Have they heard anything about the supposed plague? I don't know if they would be intelligent enough to know this, but I will ask them about
it. Okay. Give me just a straight charisma.
Okay. 12?
Okay. The pigs. What they say is, gray man comes out of hole. Gray man pulls other man into hole. All the men are afraid. Metal men came, put up wood everywhere. Metal men walk around.
The guards, right?
Yeah. And everyone is afraid.
Thank you. Be free.
All right. And you let them out. About 7 pigs come bailing out into the street. You know, within about 30 seconds time, a bunch of guards are coming from all over.
Should have put grease on the pigs.
Would have been a good idea.
That one step. Hey, pigs, would you like some grease? We'd love some grease.
Man.
Yeah, real missed opportunity there, MJ. The pigs just come careening out of the pen. Guards come from all directions and are like, God damn it, who let the pigs out again? And the guards are really, really not good at
back into Philip and say, sorry.
So, distraction achieved.
Yay.
And you guys can get over there without any problem. So you get over to that area. That entire section is walled off, and there appears to be no doorway into it. And you also notice that it's all boxed in. There's even a roof over it.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing's been cordoned off. They're like, stay away. There's a little skull on it. It says plague. stay away. It's maybe about 20 square feet. You could pull at the slats, you know, and get in there, but that's really the only way you'd be able to do it. It's not going to be hard, but there's no door to the place. So,
all right, start pulling at slats. Look at this shoddy work.
All right, give me a strength roll. Everyone who's pulling at slats can give me strength rolls.
Oh, Jesus.
This is just to see how many you can pull off in a lot of time. Poon is not much help.
Evidently, yeah. I'm not much help either.
Neither am I.
What I will do is, I guess I'm just going to try and pull it wood. Yeah, I'll be a man. I rolled a 20!
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did. And what does that get you with a natural 20?
19.
I knew it. 19. So you guys are having a little bit of trouble, and Zika just goes over and just pulls one right off. I'm like, I don't know what your problem is. Come right off real easy.
I found the crappy wood.
And once that slat is away, it's a little easier for you to pull further slats away. And everyone can give me perception rolls.
12.
Okay.
10.
I'm obsessed with this crappy workmanship.
Just distractingly bad craftsmanship.
Okay, 12, 10, and, what did you get?
A 5.
Oh, okay. Everyone except Razor. Razor is just feverishly pulling slats off, trying to pull them off with all his might. You hear sounds coming from within. You hear shuffling, and then you hear...
Sounds bad.
Yeah, and then about maybe half a second later, you see, as Razor is pulling at the slats, he's like got both of his hands around this one. It's about ready to give. And then from the inside, a hand comes out and grabs the slat and pushes it out. First thing you notice is, oh, wow, this gave Ray really easy. And then you're like, oh, shit, I had help from someone. Oh, no, I had help from someone inside. Hey, that hand looks really gnarly. And a figure bursts out of this little cage, and it looks like a person.
Is it gray?
Yes, its complexion is very gray. It's very stinky, and it does not look to be entirely alive. So I'm going to need everybody to roll initiative.
Yeah.
14.
18.
13.
Zika, you are first. You see a emaciated, possibly not alive person bursting out of this cage.
I will use a bonus action to enact my shillelagh, and I will also cast Fairy Fire on this thing.
Oh, tell us about Fairy Fire.
Fairy Fire will outline it in, I'll say violet, and it will... It'll be outlined in light if it fails a 14 dex save.
Oh boy, what are the odds this thing's going to fail a dex save? It looks really, really fast. Let's see, it's got a dex of like 6.
And
weirdly enough, it failed a dex save.
Sweet, so it is shedding light, and any attack rolls against it have advantage. And it cannot benefit from invisibility.
All right, well, it won't turn invisible anytime soon. So this horrible living corpse thing comes out, and then Zika waves her hands at it and says something, and it glows purple and really bright.
Wicked abomination against nature. This will be our last night on Earth.
Oh, and you also cast Shillelagh, so of course you say...
So of course I say...
Black Oak Foe Crusher!
Black Oak Foe Crusher has been drawn. And we go, Kiernan, horrible scene here. Something really, really dreadful is happening. What do you do?
I'm going to take a step back and pull out an arrow and shoot at it.
All right, take a shot. You have advantage because he is glowing.
All right, thankfully. That is a 23.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
For sure.
My arrow does maximum damage, 12.
All right.
Sweet.
So yeah, you crunch into this thing. It makes no sound, but you push it back. Yeah, it's got arrow sticking out of it.
Right.
Not much you can say because I don't really feel pain, but it looks like a pretty solid shot. A living person would be very unhappy. Razor.
Yeah, I will try to smack this thing with my mace.
Okay, so you step forward and thrust your mace at it.
Yep. Yeah, I got a 20 to hit. So
that's certainly a hit.
I'll swing it down hard right on the shoulder.
Okay.
For 5 points of damage.
right. He crunches shoulder, and it's, well, which side, left or right?
Left.
So it's, yeah, its left arm is now, like, hanging down. Definitely looks now longer than its right arm. And then we go to Huna. Huna picks up a stone from the ground, and then the stone glows a pale green, and then she throws it. She's hurling a magic stone at it. Strikes it with the magic stone. She hits it right in the forehead, and it goes barreling back and falls outside of the hole. And you see other shapes in there.
The pigs warned about this. Gray men, they said.
And next, another one of these things takes its place and lurches out and is going to attack Razor. All
right.
It's reaching its desiccated hands out and tries to swipe you. Ooh, that is a 23 to hit.
That will hit.
You will take 6 points of slashing damage.
All right.
I'm going to need you to make a con save.
It's a 7.
Okay. It can't move past Razor, but behind it, you see the one that fell down is up again, and he is going to... Honestly, Razor, you're the only one who's close.
Yep.
It's going to try and bite you.
All right.
19.
That will hit.
All right. That's 2 points.
All right.
At that point, you actually hear... Well, actually, you know what? Everyone can just give me a perception roll.
18.
Okay.
19.
Okay.
15.
So you all hear, in the commotion of the whole pig situation, you hear a couple of the guards say, "Did you hear that? Somebody's over there. Somebody's over the hole." And then they start running your way. And Zika.
I will go in and swing at one of them. I guess I'll swing at the guy who's still in fairy fire.
Yeah.
That will be... Ooh, that is a natural 20, so...
All right.
Yay.
That will be 17.
Okay, and so you bring your shillelagh down and whack its head off. And this time it falls down and stays there. Kiernan.
Is there fire anywhere?
Yeah, there are lit torches all around this area. Like, they're lit braziers lighting this area up since they really don't want people coming here because, you know, zombies.
If I can grab something that's on fire, or I will light some of my arrows on fire to bring some fire over there.
You can spend this turn lighting an arrow on fire.
Okay.
You can light an arrow in the next round fire. Then we go to Razor.
Foul creatures, be gone! Get away from here! And I'll hold out my holy symbol, and it'll start to, like, almost flame around it.
Yeah.
Like, almost like lit coals. And then there'll be, like, the clanging of a...
I was just going to say that. You hear a distant, like, clang, clang. Yeah. I was just like, that is so fucking awesome.
You hear, like, the pounding of a hammer on the thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of rushes up. So I'm trying to turn undead.
Okay. So it's got to make, wisdom save?
Yeah, wisdom saves or... Runway for a minute.
All right, what's the dip?
14.
14, okay. Huna is next. I'll let you know what happens on his turn. Huna is going to throw another magic stone. Ooh, she hits it and clongs it for 10 points of damage. So you hold aloft your holy symbol, "Get back!" And then a magic rock swings it on the side of the head, and head kind of cocks to the left, and then it turns around. So it just disappears in the darkness.
Well, I can see.
Oh, yeah, you can see your dark vision. So it's just a big wooden box, and there's a hole in the ground, and it goes into the hole in the ground. It's really the only way it can get away from it.
All right.
And how long is that?
1 minute.
Okay.
Or until it takes any damage.
Okay, so you can hear, there's definitely more than one of them down there. It's kind of shuffling around back to the other side and, like, going down underneath. It doesn't take long before they stop. So it doesn't sound like there's a ton of room down there.
Yeah, they have to try to stay 30 feet away from me.
Yeah, you hear them move to a certain point, and you can kind of hear them, like, hit dirt, almost like they're trying to dig their way out.
I'll enter the box, and everyone want to go down the hole? There's some more down here. It's a target-rich environment.
All right.
I'll heal myself before entering the hole, and a different glow will come out of my holy symbol and heal me back up to full. Let's go.
Okay. So at this point, four guards are hitting the scene of this place, and they're yelling, and they're like, "Get out of there, get out of there," as you're going in. Zika was your gun.
I'm going to run in after them, but before I do, I will shout to the guards, "They're trying to break out! Get your useless selves over here and help! We've got one down, they're not that tough!"
Okay.
So how are they climbing up and down? Is there like a ladder or stairs or...
No, it's a hole in the ground. The hole goes down about 10 feet. They were climbing up the side of this earthen hole. You don't see any like evidence of any kind of sewer line. There's definitely just a big hole in the ground.
I'll stow my club so that I can use my climb to get down.
So you climb down there and you see there are two of these undead people just trying to dig through the hole. As you get in there, there's nothing really behind you. It looks like a dug tunnel that's just been caved in. And they're trying to uncave it in, but not having a lot of success. So you're able to get down there. And then, Kiernan, you have a flaming arrow.
Yes, I will move down toward the zombie things until I can see one, and then I will shoot at one.
Okay.
I didn't hit, so.
Okay, so never mind. Well, okay, what did you get?
I got a 9.
You hit.
I did?
Yeah, their AC is 8. They're zombies.
Whoa.
They're very easy to hit. It's just that when they die, they don't always stay dead.
I did 5 points of regular damage. I don't know what the fire does, but...
Okay.
Right. I believe it's D4, but I don't know.
Yeah, do another D4.
D4? Okay. That's 4.
Okay.
So 9 total.
And then Razor.
I'll put my mace back on the hook and then climb down there and pick it back up, ready to fight next round.
Okay. Una will get to the edge of the hole and pitch another magic stone. There's going to be a lot of stones around here. Get your magic stone. Put it in your pocket. Save it for a zombie fight. Oh, yeah. So she strikes the other zombie. It takes some damage, and then they turn around and proceed to attack Razor. And one's coming at you, Razor. One's coming at Zeke.
Do they still have to try and stay away from Razor?
No, because they took damage.
It ends the effect. Okay, so one tries to bite you, Zika, and I'm assuming a 10 doesn't hit you?
It does not.
When it comes down and its horrible, rotted teeth just come right...
I pick up my wooden shield and bust it in the tooth.
Yeah, one of its teeth goes flying off and it does not hit you. Other zombie misses you as well, Razor. And we go back up to the top. The guards are all posting outside of the cage... And they start taking the wooden slats and nailing them back up to the cage. And they go, "We can't let you out of there, I'm sorry, you got it now!" And they start trying to put you back in. They're holding up the slats now. One of them is getting a hammer, and then they're reacting like, you know, regular people would in the face of a zombie invasion. And Zika, we're back up to you.
I will reenact my shillelagh. Give another rousing war cry. Black of full pressure! That is going to be a 12. So that hits?
Oh, yeah.
That is 10.
Okay.
I will swing, go for the knees. Go for those gnarly knees.
Okay. And he falls down, but he is still, quote unquote, alive. And he's just now, you know, out of your feet. Razor.
Yeah, I'll strike at the one that's not fighting Ziga, and I hit it for 7 as I smash its elbow, and then I'll, as a bonus action, I'll attack again and hit for another 4 on its other elbow. Boom.
Okay,
boom.
Is this just regular bludgeoning damage?
It is.
Okay, so you smash it and then smash it again. It stops moving. And then we go to Huna. Huna is going to hurl a magic stone at the one on her friend, Zika. She flings a magic stone and hits it. So it strikes it as it lays on the ground, hits it between the eyes, and these two zombies stop moving. And the guards are now nailing you in. They're basically saying, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do, you're already dead.
Yeah, they're dead too. We killed them all.
You can't come in contact with them. They're a disease. That's why we leave them in there. You can't touch them. If you touch them, you become them. It's only
nonsense.
A matter of time.
We'll go back to temple. We'll be fine.
They're not stopping.
All right.
We've seen it with our own eyes.
So do we try to go back up that way, or do we try to find a way out this way?
There appears to be no way out this way. It's caved in.
You said it was caved in, but, I mean, if we, like, spend some time, is there a chance that we could
maybe dig
our way out, or are we going to try and get back out the normal way?
I'm fine to try to dig our way out if it's possible.
We'll give it a shot and take a look rather quickly.
The good news is there are two shovels down here.
All right.
Marvelous.
I didn't just make that up. It's canon. Possibly revealed in an intro you will hear at some point. You start shoveling. Razor, you're a dwarf.
Yep.
Give me a, I don't know if there's a stone cunning kind of thing in here.
I get double proficiency bonus to history stonework.
Make me an intelligence roll.
Can I also roll intelligence? Because Esau's burrowing.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a 10.
I got a 5.
Okay. You're not sure, Zika, but Razor, you're pretty sure that this looks like a deliberate cave-in from the other side.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to tell. Like, eventually you can probably get through, but with two shovels and a few people, this could take you like days.
All right.
And even then, who knows what's on the other side of it. But it doesn't look like they dug into any real sewer line here. If there was, either they missed it or it got caved in as well. But you don't know what the plans were. If you go to the public works office, you might be able to find something. But you have to get out of this hole first.
All right. So climb out the hole.
Yep. Okay.
And we'll take the shovels and I'll just start telling them. It's like, hey, we're going to break out now. And we will receive treatment at the forge. His Holiness Umar Forge Cloak will take care of any possibility of disease. And I recommend you don't stand in our way. And I will start hacking at the shovels. And
okay. So you start hacking and hacking at the slats. You knock them down pretty quickly. You're smashing into them with whatever you have. As you get to the other side, there's about 6 guards. And they're just all leveling spears at you. And they're just, we can't let you out. We're under orders.
We're no zombies. Can I tell?
Not now, but it'll happen. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes a couple hours.
Yes, well, when that happens, we'll come and boogie monster your children. But for now, we're going to get ourselves looked at, and then we'll be fine. I'm sorry.
Zika, give me a perception roll.
17.
You notice there are several large scrapes on Razor, they look not good.
Okay, well, I'm not saying something about that in front of the guards, but I will do cure wounds on it.
I already cured my wound, so I mean,
you cured the wounds.
Right.
You cured the hit point damage. There are scars, and around the scars, the veins are kind of going black.
Okay, well, there's nothing I can do about it, but as soon as we get out of here, because I'm sure we're going to have no problem at all convincing these people to let us just walk out the front door, I'll let them know and we'll get it looked at, but I'm definitely not going to say anything in front of the guards about it, but I will say that my friend speaks the truth. We're going to go and check him out to his temple, and there'll be nothing more you hear of us other than when we come back and say you can open up this district and everybody's free to go as they please again.
There's a kind of a general hubbub around these guards, and then eventually the captain of the guard comes in. We're all right, what's going here now?
We eliminated.
Who the hell are you? How'd you get in here?
The name is Ordrum Flaskmaster, of the Order of the Forge. I'm here on forge business. We defeated the walking dead that was down here. We are going to return to the forge and receive treatment for any possible contamination that you believe that might be here. And then you are going to open these walls as we have already purified it.
Give me an intimidation charisma roll.
That's a 7.
All right. All right, well, here's what's actually going to happen. You're going to stay there. I'm going to contact the master of the forge, and we're going to find out what's really going on.
Now, you listen here to reason. If supposedly, as you're saying, we're going to have to deal with turning into these creatures or some such, the only thing that we should be doing is we should be going back to his temple where there's people who are training against this sort of thing. Now, if you want to stand in the way, then you can stand in the way and be responsible for more people turning into zombies. But if you want to do what's sensible, you'll let us go back to his temple.
The sensible thing is to wall you up in there until your cleric comes here, and then we might let you out.
I believe Umar would be quite displeased if you do not honor and respect
the members of the Forge properly. He would be quite disappointed, and he will buck you back down to a common guard.
Alrighty. I'm going to make that roll to see how he's disposed towards Umar Forge Cloak. That is not good. He goes, I don't lick the ass of your dwarf witch. He is not on the council yet, and if I had anything to say about it, he never will. If he wants to bring his holy ass down here and let you out, he can do that. Until then, you're going to stay in that fucking hole.
Oh, I don't think so.
All right. Are you going to duke it out with the guards? Because they're not letting you out.
How many of them are there?
Now there's about 12.
Look, we can sneak out later, I whisper.
Very well. I would highly recommend you send it to the Forge Master with great expediency.
All right. Very well. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to call him, and we'll sort this all out. In the meantime, he backs you up into the hole, and then it gets dark as you are nailed into this prison.
I'll cast light.
Okay. And that is it for this week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and I guess we'll find out what happens to them next time. See ya.
Are you itching for a good story, laughter among friends, maybe a mystery? Fire Breathing Kittens is a standalone Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Each episode is a separate 3-hour-long story, like a movie for your ears. You can listen to these adventures in any order. Join us on an actual play D&D quest as we solve mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Fire Breathing Kittens Podcast. Fantasy, action, mystery, and friendship.